So this coming Sunday will be the shortest day of the year, December 21st, the official start of winter. And this year, winter got a little colder and darker, at least in Siberia. Here's our friend Alina Simone to explain.
One of my favorite songs by beloved Russian rock band Kino is called City. And the chorus goes, I love this city, but the winter here is too long. I love this city, but the winter here is too dark. Well, this year, when Vladimir Putin decided to abolish daylight savings time, winter across Russia just got a lot darker.
On Sunday, Russia switches to wintertime and stays there forever.
That means more sunlight in the morning, less in the afternoon, and in parts of Siberia, where the clocks were turned back 2 hours instead of just one, a very early start to the day. Anya Krushelnitska grew up in the eastern Siberian city of Chita.
So the way it is now, the day starts 2 hours earlier. What it means also is the sun goes down, and it's barely after 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
In order to make sure people were getting the most out of those sunny mornings, the official workday in Chita was also shifted.
The local government workers, which it's a sizable community, the local government workers now have to start their day officially at 8 a.m., not 9 a.m. as they used to.
Maybe not a tragedy to some, but it was one of the things that pushed the residents of this Siberian city over the edge. Last month, hundreds of them turned up in Lenin Square, notice it's still called Lenin Square, to protest the decision. Pretty remarkable for a conservative place like Chita.
It's normally a very passive and politically placid town. And for a public rally to happen in Chita and to draw 500 people, this is very unusual.
So why did Putin decide to plunge Russia into what some have described as eternal winter? One official reason was health. According to a sleep expert quoted by the government news agency TASS, dark mornings have a worse effect on people's state of health than dark evenings. But some people saw a darker subtext here. Back in 2011, when Dmitry Medvedev was president, he controversially switched Russia to permanent daylight savings time. We've gotten used to moving the hands of the clock back and forth every spring and autumn, and gotten used to being unhappy about it. It disrupts our biorhythms, Medvedev said. It aggravates us. Well, Medvedev's decision may have aggravated Putin. But is the health issue valid? I mean, is it really true that waking up early makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise? Or is this just something Benjamin Franklin put out there to make us late risers feel bad about ourselves? I spoke to Arkady Putilov at Novosibirsk's Institute for Molecular Biology and Biophysics. He tells me that according to his research, after controlling for factors like sleep duration, early birds aren't any healthier than night owls. So what if Russia's time shifting isn't about political one-upsmanship or health? What if it's something more innate? We tend to wake up earlier as we approach our senior years. Okay, Medvedev is 49 and Putin is 62. Chances are Putin's getting up earlier, and he thinks everyone else should too. Good morning. At first, government officials in Chita were less than sympathetic to those people who oppose the new 8 a.m. start time. Here's Anya.
And the comment of the spokesperson from the gubernatorial office was, those government employees who do not like the new order can jolly well just leave their job.
But a few weeks and 60,000 signatures on an online petition later, the government's position seemed to soften. Recently, Governor Konstantin Ilkovsky promised to evaluate the impact of the new time regime next year. He even hinted they might just get their hour back. And eternal winter could end up being kind of temporary after all.